Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
And excellently, this is one. It's Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Jethro today with our phenomenal Peg Jones. And you guys know what happens on these days now. It's Tuesday, and it's that time to get intensely close to the angels. We have Peg Jones, who's not only a certified angel life coach, she's the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. She has wrote also several e-zines. You know, she works and offers classes online, the Healing Center in Beverly, Massachusetts, with angel communication. She has already has with the angels in her connection, and what she offers is ways to teach you to be able to connect to your angels. So today we're going to be discussing that, and I wanted to get a little bit step farther. I would like to talk about some famous people and some of the mediumship that's going on. We just got through the veil, so all of you know what that means, that there was a lot of energy and a lot of things coming through. And I've had people tell me, okay, what is the difference? What are you and Peg and all of you guys talking about? You say guides, you say angels, you say dead people, you say there's spirits over there through this veil. This veil was thin and there was all this activity on the other side. Let's, me and Peg try to help you guys get an understanding of what you're feeling and sensing. You know, especially those of you who want to be a medium, I had two students this week who basically have changed their career. They're not going to be doing mediumship. One's going to be doing tarot readings, and the other one's going to be reading totems and working with the dominoes. That's how intense these times are. If you're doing this kind of metaphysical work, you're in the trenches of all this energy. Peg, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, so excited. I've always loved being here with you on Tuesday. The energy is just so vibrant. I've got a lot of emails here. And, you know, Peg, tell everybody a little bit about what you feel with angels and how they can decipher if they've got an angel in their house, a spirit, or an actual dead person. What is exactly your beliefs on this?
I definitely believe the energies are different. I mean, yeah, are different from the angel, from the spirit, from your guide. I think the angels are a higher vibration than your guide is. And a spirit, sometimes you can sense, like, the personality. Like, you might sense something being said, something that, especially if it's a loved one that's passed. I mean, I think sometimes you might have the sense, because you might be thinking of them at that time. I think it has to do with the intention of whom you want to speak with. You know, it's almost like, we can call, we can have the intention to ask our guide to help us, or we can have the intention to have the angels help us, and we can do the same for a loved one too, and all a matter of being able to understand that energy, I think. We all have the ability to do this, it's our right to be able to do this too. So, I myself sometimes have a hard time deciphering who is who. But I find that when I have the intention, such as calling in Archangel Michael, I will feel his energy. Sometimes when I'm channeling for someone or for a message, sometimes I will feel like there's several energies, and they're usually angels. I think it's the intention. You know, it's like you kind of have to knock on their door, or ask for evidence that they're present. And I think as time goes on, I think you do sense the difference in the energy. What do you think?
I agree very much, and this is one of the topics that I love that you guys are asking about, because this is very important. I agree very much with Peg. You can feel the higher vibration. So here's some really good basic metaphysical 101s that we talk about. When you're sitting down, one of the things you should have in the room, regardless of whatever meditation you're doing, whatever work you're doing, even all the work, is you should have two things I kind of ask people to bring. One, I ask you to bring protection. I want you to have a belief, a system, an idea already in place that you feel with light work. So when you're doing this, let's say a good example, you're using an angel protection. You've got Saint Michael or an angel were there. You know, there's many different types of angels. We use Michael a lot of individuals, and that just came to mind. But the second thing I want you guys to bring when you're there is to bring your metaphysical tools. And this can be anything from a light candle so you can feel the vibration. Good example, you've got a candle lit there and you're saying, okay, today, and when you're sitting down doing a positive meditation and you're taking that spiritual time for yourself, watch that candle. If that candle is flaming up and it's doing energy, it's your soul, or it's telling you there's a strong presence. Just like Peg was talking about with your guides, you feel that gut feeling too. And I know a lot of individuals, I'm getting a lot of emails, we're going to get a lot of talk today. Yes, because if you're doing that with your guides and you're sitting there and you're feeling your tummy, and it's like, Jethro, I did. I sat there and I felt my tummy, and here you are feeling that emotion, and it is your guide. Send light to it. Don't just sit there and sit down in your house and be relaxed and say, all angels come in, all angels come in. Because you're sitting there with a Dixie cup and a string. I don't want to scare you guys, but you remember there was an angel that was very beautiful that was kicked out of heaven, the most beloved angel. Mm-hmm. So you need to be very specific in what you order. You wouldn't go into a restaurant and say, give me all of that on the menu. I like it, and it's good, and I want all of the beef. Bring it to my table. No more than you would say, Peg, I love you. Come and help me with the angels. Throw them all in my house. I'll just go through and pick one I love like a puppy, and it'll be the one I keep. You've got to be specific. So they're right there. Start your metaphysical. And this is where, like, the questions a lot of you have now is like, okay, there was a lady, Denise, that wrote to me. She sat down and rose a person into her life. For 2 years, she thought he was an angel. Then she found out that he was here and had been living down the street from her and had died 6 years before, had committed suicide. It was a very bad experience for me, Jethro. I never got him to fully leave my house until I started working with a lot of other individuals. For the last 6 months, I've been left without him. Don't let people just do this unaware. See, those are the kind of stories I want you guys to be aware of. I don't want you to sit here with me and Peg and be cute and adorable, and we'll tease you, and we're putting angel dust all over you and light and work, and then you walk out there and wham, because you didn't put up those protections. One of the things, you know, tell them, Peg, about some of the work you do. I know you talk with the angels, so you can, you know, you can tell them what they can sense and what they're going to feel. If an angel's talking to them, what kind of experience are they going to be sensing there?
One of the classes that I teach, which I hope to teach with you soon, is meditations with the angels. So I always have an intention for a specific angel. And I have had people, and I always, during the meditation, give you a chance to speak with the angel in your mind for like maybe 4 or 5 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, and just kind of sense what they might be saying to you, what you're feeling, what you're hearing. Sometimes I encourage you to ask for a specific gift that they may give to you that may have some meaning, or like maybe a specific word or phrase that is spiritual or that may have meaning for you. Like sometimes I'll ask the angel in my meditation, like, what can you tell me about peace, you know, and sometimes I'll get a sense of what I might be hearing, or you could ask personal questions, just, you know, it's just kind of, it's using your clear senses and, you know, your clear audience, your clear voyance, your clear sentience, your clear cognizance, and even your tasting, and smelling, and being aware of what you're sensing and hearing and feeling and knowing. I think once we're aware of those, then we can begin to understand the things that we may be seeing in our mind's eye or hearing. So that's basically, I think, what it is. The other night, I did a meditation with Archangel Jophiel and the solar plexus chakra, because he is the angel that is connected with the solar plexus chakra. So, we spent some time talking to Archangel Jophiel, and he the angel of creativity and beauty. Yeah. And
Peg, I don't want to be ornery to you, but we're having problems with the Skype. Could you call in and I'll just do it today? It's Mercury retrograde for those of you. So Peg's going to call in on with her phone number and I'll pick her up. A lot of them, we're getting a lot of complaints. They can't hear you.
It's my computer.
It's all right. It's okay. And we'll just have you call in on the phone and I'll pick you up. And while you guys are waiting here, I'm going to talk to you guys just a few minutes about what happens when you're working with the individual of it. You know, a lot of times you can feel or sense individuals telling you, this is what's going on. There's where it is. There's where everything's happening. And actually that energy and that guide is bringing in an eagle, or we have some other people writing, Jethro, I love you, but there's other kind of protections. Well, of course, you guys, I am very much an advocate of using mantra. It is Buddhist. It is known. It rings through your house and toning. I learned it in Sedona. I learned a very strong method that I teach my students, and it works very good for putting a positive energy there. I also use any and other all methods that I can get to have go there so that those protections are cleaning. So, yeah, you have more than them, and that's what me and Peg are talking about. You bring in the great eagle, and you have him cleanse. He's the highest and strongest energy. You put that white energy there, but you also, you know, put in the light energy into the house. The word, keyword, light, positive energy. If you're sitting in your house and you and your friends have been partying the night before and you're like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to raise up some energy, if you haven't cleansed and put light work or done some frankincense and myrrh or sage or something through your house, that energy is still there. And so what will happen is that energy will feed off of it. Peg, we got you back, and thank you for that. I didn't mean to be rude, but Skype's being a Mercury retrograder.
Yeah, well, it's also my computer. I had some work done on it a couple of months ago, and my microphone hasn't been the same, and so I've got to just take some time and get it set up again so that it's working correctly. But yeah, this is fine.
No, and I love that. I've had individuals that were sitting here. I work with a lot of people that we do house cleansing, and we're talking about that. I was letting them know the difference of the work. And what I love about this topic, especially with, you know, through the years of it, is working in other individuals' lives and things that I've done, I've had things, like you have someone being attacked, and they're being psychically attacked in their house. Now, this is a good example for those of you who are doing spirit work, and I've got, in fact, you know, out of confidential, I have a house here that I'll be going to outside of Tampa here real soon. The individuals have been working with for 3 years. They have very strong positive faith. They have never done anything in their house, and neither has anyone else, because their house is built, brand new house. First thing, a question always everyone says is to check the land. We ran a testing running through with different friends, other keynotes with a witcher and some other things that we've done, also with the divining rods. No one has not only ever had anything on that land, but this land is a newly developed area in Florida from, you know, looking back as far as we can only trace with papers but other work. Long story short, there's no bad intent there, but their son, who is 2 years old, who's never been out of the house, who've been with two very positive, responsible parents, working, both parents work out of the house, but also have a daycare facility that they work with that is very well known. Long story short, their child has been psychically attacked and keeps getting attacked. So I want you guys that are in today, kind of give a little bit of help and advice here. They're listening in. She's told me I can bring up this much out of confidentiality because of her husband's work. This is all we need to know, is we will just call them the friend who needs something to protect their child. Like she said, she has never, ever feared or ever worked with anything else. She did believe that there was only whatever your consequences are. Now, because of her child being attacked, she would like to get some of your guys' opinion, and today, Peg's, what do I do to protect my child in Tampa? Peg?
I haven't really done a lot of work with this, but let me think on it and see if I get any kind of, has she had, like, a house cleansing?
Is going to. I'm going to go over. She's had a house cleansing done 3 months ago. The gentleman came and did cleansing for her. Herbs were put on the house. It stopped for about 4 days, and then it came back. The energy is, they do believe that the energy has also killed their cat. They had a problem with their cat disappeared. There's been some odd, really, situations. The child wasn't the only thing being attacked. Everyone blamed it on their cat that lived outside, and the cat has disappeared and has not been seen for 8 months. The last time they said that it was done was six months ago. the individual cleanse the house. Please write in what you think, Peg, on Psychics Gone Wild group, because I'm there on Facebook with Jethro. Just put down, you know, Tampa's friend, and I will look. Thank you for listening to me, Jethro, and let all of your people know. I would expect any advice you guys give me. I've always been a very good individual, and I know that there is other outsides there. Please help my son. We are going to help your son, and we're going to take a few calls here. We got a lot going on. You guys are just emailing us. The phones are full. If you want a good full reading, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Tick on that little sucker and say, I want a Jan. I want a Peggy. I would like to talk to Gary. Pick one of us. Get a hold of us. We'll set up a time with you. We'll get it with you. I love all of you guys. I have a scheduler now on my site. If you go to jethrosmith.net, it will schedule you. And I have times open. It's ironic. After Halloween, we slow down for now. So catch me now before it gets busy, because it gets to going, and sometimes there's a wait. Right now, there's not a wait. It was very, very busy here in October, but now we're in November. So go on. Get a full reading with us. I love all of you guys that have called in. Let's take a few calls. We have to do one question today. I apologize. There's so many. 512, would you love to talk to Peg and Jethro?
I would. I would, please.
Good.
Please. My question for today is, I hired someone named Rick to do some designing and of my book that I wrote, plus do a book cover for it. And after I hired him, he told me that he had cancer and he was going to be having surgery. And I haven't heard from him for a couple of days, and so I'm not sure if he's up for this job or not, if he's okay, or if he's going to be able to handle it, and I just wanted to get your fix on that.
Okay, and I'm picking up energy here with it. Would you like to start, Peg, what you feel with this person she's hired?
Okay, she's hired someone, and you don't like the energy of the person, or?
No, I do, and I think he would do a good job, but since he has cancer and he's going to have surgery, I don't know if he's physically up to do the job, because I haven't heard from him. I don't know if he's okay, or if I should get someone else, or what.
Oh, okay. Can you contact him?
I've emailed him, and I haven't heard anything back for a few days, so I was just getting a little concerned.
Is there a family member that you can get in touch with, or if someone else may know someone that you could get in touch with?
No, I hired this through a freelance site, so I have no contact with his family.
Yeah. I'm just hearing to wait a while longer. Let me see what the angels say. Go my cards. So how long has it been about?
Last time I heard from him was Friday, and I've sent him several emails.
And he had some surgery, and you're waiting to hear. So he could, you know, so was it like a day surgery?
No, I was told that he's going to have surgery in December. But he's supposed to be working on my stuff, and I don't know if he is.
Okay.
I don't know if he's okay or not.
Well, the card that I got was All Is Well.
Okay, good.
An Archangel Jeremiah is the angel with this, and I'm just hearing that, you know, he just may be a little bit, he may be recuperating, but I am hearing that he will get in touch with you, and maybe if you don't hear from him in another 2 days, to try emailing him again. Can you call him?
Yeah, I could call him. Yeah, I do have his number.
Oh, you don't?
No, I do.
You do? You could just say, I'm calling just to see how you're doing and if you're going to be able to, you know, help me out, you know, and just kind of leave it at that.
Yeah, well, I've sent emails to do that, too, so.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you think, Jethro?
I'm feeling energy there real intense with you. And I apologize. I think you said your name, but the guides are really, it's Mercury retrograde. You guys know that means communication. This is a time to have a reading. But I heard something really wild, so I want you to say your name again, please.
It's Nancy.
Nancy, to get permission, the guides are telling me here that I feel like this gentleman is going through some awkward situation. When you brought up that's what I heard some really different stuff there, and I wanted to make sure with Mercury I was clarifying, because I feel like that he is that I feel like he got in an awkward situation there. I feel like he wasn't sure, and he kind of just wanted to really start things, and something else has come up. Something else is keeping him, and I feel like they said you're beating a drum that's not being answered.
Right.
And that's really sad. And Nancy, I, you know, you have my respect, because you're trying to get this work done. You're trying to be a really good person. And sometimes it feels like what they're telling me is that you went through a hard situation there. You need this stuff done. And this person started out. Was their money also exchanged a little more than usual or something?
No money. He hasn't started yet. I've given him information, and he should have started, but I haven't heard if he started or anything.
That helps, because what I'm seeing is I keep seeing other money in his hand. And so what I'm going to go with is I feel someone's come in and something's gone there, but I do feel that that's going to work out with you. And the angels, I'm supposed to tell you, you have some energy there. You called it on an ironic day, because you also have some guide work energy there that's at your house that's also doing this with you. You have an individual or someone there that's also putting energy around you to make sure it's done right. You don't get mad, Nancy, but you would not want it done wrong. It has to be done right.
Right.
That's what I'm hearing about.
Well, will he be able to do this for me, or do I need to find somebody else then?
What I'm hearing, and I'm hearing from the guides, is I feel like the same thing Peg's getting about, making the contact, that it'll be there with the push, but I feel with your personality, not to be mean, that you're going to go and look for someone else, because you just want to get it done. You don't want someone you have to prod to get it done.
Yeah.
I'm on a deadline.
I've had some VAs, you know, virtual assistants before, and, you know, they're great, but they get busy with other things, and sometimes you just have to kind of, you know, call them or email them just to ask how my work, you know, how the work I gave to them was going, and, you know, you usually hear, but I think people are just really busy, too, so, you know, and maybe he had second thoughts, you know, so... But it's good to get that straightened out, I think, you know, so for your own good, so you can go on and find someone else if he's not going to work out.
Right. Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. We're going to keep our prayers definitely put in for us. We'd like to have you win one of our presents. We have a lot of individuals doing psychicsgunwall.com putting in. We just gave away a necklace today, and I pulled out the name is Jenny. Jenny, you won yourself a necklace from Ladies Arango in New York City. Woo-woo! So, Jenny, you're going to be able to have that in the mail here in probably 2 to 3 days. I've been sending it first-class mail. We have a big joke here in Tampa, because sometimes it will go all the way to the Pacific Coast in 2 to 3 days. Other times it takes it weeks to get to Miami. I have no idea why, but our mail is silly. But I am sending it out, Jenny, and let me know, please, when you get it. What I love is that it's just, if you don't, you know, if you have a chance, email me, or just a lot of times you guys will drop in here on the show and put it in the chat room. We've given away a lot of prizes. We're going to give away a lot more. But Jenny, you won yourself a bracelet, is what you won. Actually, I apologize. Today's a bracelet. I have to read my own writing, and it's bad. Boy, Mercury is going crazy, Peggy. We've got about 6 calls. You guys hang on. You keep getting bounced around. We got 8 more people behind that. The phones have went wild. Are you having any trouble, Peg, with Mercury retrograde this time around?
Yeah, and on some things I am. I mean, right now I need a battery, so my computer kind of disconnects when it shouldn't until I get the battery. So I don't know if that's retrograde or if that is just my computer. But I'm trying to think if there's been anything else. Not that I can really think of.
can tell. I can hear the energy that you've got. You've got your guides protecting you a little bit, and I laugh because I know I have a Mercury. I have a Gemini rising, which makes my life very hyper, very wild. But what is ironic with this retrograde and what we've had this year, is I've had two or three other individuals tell me that they also, as this started to go in, and those of you listened in Sunday with me and Melissa Berman, she's back, the wild girl. We were sitting there just talking, going through the energy, light, putting out energy. The whole time, there was actually an energy in the room talking, telling us positive stuff on the side. It's like we had I think it was some angelic creature who decided to come in and give us some criticism and some advice. We laughed because we're both very hyper. Earlier when you guys were teasing about Peg on the phone, I could also hear somebody else talking and working with some work on the energy. They were like, where's my coat? And I'm not sure this person was actually alive. I think they were actually someone who was on the other side because it just
Wow.
They gave me first thing a little chill. Yeah, you could hear it. It's like, where's my, you know? And they
but
said,
they
you're not only
had gone to the light. Is that quite yet? They were kind of in between, do you think, or?
I feel like they were in between. And I also am having a lot of you guys who are going in. I love you guys. Join the Psychics Gone Wild group. It's on Facebook, and we're getting ahead. I'll have a couple of you guys go with it. They're saying, Peggy, we love you. You're back. Yes, Peggy's back. I'm reading about six places, so I just kind of go with what we get. Jethro, your prices are real high. Well, yeah, sometimes they are. But also, if you guys look at this, I give you guys Psychics Gone Wild free readings. We do a few on the phone. Do you guys see? I have been reading since 1995. So I do hope you guys understand there is a difference here. I do read for return business. I have families who read for. The reason I do the radio show is to have friends and this fun that we do. So I also, you know, I've had someone tell me, well, why? Because if it's the only thing you do, do you do it so high? I also do put a lot of energy into it. So if you want to get a reading from me, say I'm Psychics Gone Wild, hit the email button and I'll give you the full half an hour reading, which is usually 65. Maybe that's a little high, but if you look at what comes out of the energy and how good I am, I feel very pride. I know if people are charging $500, I would never do that. Sorry that's a little high for you. One thing that's really great, and this is something I've had someone ask me, Peggy, and I'm going to ask you. They have three angels, and they know that these are angels in their work, and they've done the energy. They've done what we were talking about. They know they're in their house. They just don't know their names. They said that they keep doing very positive stuff. They've had blessings from heavens, pennies, money. Whenever they find dimes around their washing machine, money comes in. They have had their children become very healthy after a situation where other family members in Kentucky got very sick. There was something wrong with the mine shaft. Ooh, that's scary. And so they are looking here in Kentucky. Can you name any of our angels? And Peggy, I think you're just the greatest. Stay on Gone Wild. So that's what Tia's asking you.
Archangel Raphael was there, I think. I feel that he helped with the medical issues with your family members. He's very good about working with healing for people, and also for people that are energy healers or doctors and nurses. They may not all realize, but you know, he is usually there with them. And I feel like Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, who is angel of protection and safety, and you know, he'll guard you with the sword, you know, and just make sure that all is safe with all the family members. And and I also feel like Archangel Shamiel, and Chameul, he's the angel of relationships and, you know, people, you know, and families and communication, and I feel that he's there too to kind of help, you know, along with the communications, because sometimes communication does break down a little bit, but he helps it to, begin, you know, kind of reverberate, you know, to kind of keep it going, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And to keep it peaceful. I feel like those were the angels that were with you, because as you were talking about medical, you were talking about some other things, and I just felt that those were the ones that were there with you.
Oh,
so I hope that helps.
She's writing down, yay, I love it when you're on. I have another email here on Facebook from our friend Dean, who's writing down, Jethro, you are always picking Amy for all of the spots, and I want you to have a movie with Peg and Jan in it. What about them? I'm sending you a video you can run on Facebook, because Jan and Peggy are the ones I vote for at NewYorkGate@AOL.com. Oh, my gosh, here we go. Yes, it is that time of the year, guys. We need your votes. We need your votes, and we need them bad. Those of you who listen in, we really need a favor. We need you to go to NewYorkGate@AOL.com, and I think it's Attention. And I used to have Attention Peggy, but it's now, I think, Cindy. There's always someone there. But we need you to vote. We need you to vote for your top five light cert workers, psychics, mediums, and also your favorite radio show. And this year, for Psychic for Life, Jethro's going to run for it. I've done it my whole life. This is what I do. I need your vote. I need to be able to put my name on the 2014 book of In the Top in the World. Right now, I know from all of you that are writing my email, please don't send it to psychicsgonewild.com. They won't let me forward it on. They probably, you know, because Maximilian and the people there are very honest. This is an integrity for America. Psychics. This is the certified psychics. This is the big one in the United States. All of us that are there are very true certified psychics. We have to be tested and verified to be real. So we need you guys to verify with an email. They will only accept one email, and you can put down your five choices, and then you can send an email for your radio show, but it cannot be versatile emails. They won't accept that from the same house. For the last 3 years, I've been in the top 50, and I think for the grace of everything for you guys, because you listeners have done it. That's part of why I do this show, too, because I have always done this through word of mouth, and I found out a really wild reality in 2008. There was computers, and I needed to find out how to get back into this. I promised my son. My son passed. Here I am doing work, reading, going from town to town, driving around. I was the psychic on wheels, and I realized I need to do it. So that's why this is also happening. Please put in, and you can put in for anybody. I've got an email here. Gary Wimmer is very nice and attractive. He seems to be close to my age. Is he dating? Yes, Gary has someone, sorry to say, but you can still have a great reading from him, and he's in Texas. He will be on next week with Peg. You guys want some really wild energy. We're going to have Lithmacy with the Stones, Angels with the Peg, Happy with Peg Jones, and Gary Wimmer. You guys, it's just getting better. Make sure you vote for us at NewYorkGate@AOL.com. 919, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Jethro. It's my first time listening to your show. How are you?
Great, and I thank you for listening in. Did you go to PsychicsGoneWild.com and put in your information? We're giving away Christmas presents. We've got books, anything. We've got a bunch of stuff we're going to give away. We just gave away a bracelet here to Jenny, and thank you for calling in. I do need a favor. If you'll say your first name, and then I can give you the reading, and we'll go with that, and then Peg will also. I feel like you've got stuff going, and I apologize. The phones are a little crazy, so we've got a lot of people waiting, and we're just rolling all the stuff we got out there.
That's quite all right. My first name is Jackie.
Great. Jackie, I'm picking up energy with
Jackie.
You, and I'm glad that you called us. Yes, Peggy, are you got something?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, how can we help you? Did you have anything in specific?
Yeah, I'm calling about income and finances. I haven't worked since July of 2012.
Okay.
And I don't really know what else to do.
Yeah. So you
have a dental problem, and I lost a tooth in the front of my mouth. So there's some jobs that I could do that I haven't applied for.
I feel it's coming, and I feel the angels are doing that, Jackie. And I thank you for going ahead and letting us look at the energy. And what they're showing me when you said your name, and what the guides were telling me right off the bat, is that you're going to have to. You're working with some pride and some other people that are going to help you. You're letting a little of the pride down, and some of the other facilities there is going to come in and help you a little bit. You're a good person. I'm hearing that from the other side, real strong. You're in an economy right now that. What they keep telling me, and I apologize, but they keep telling me that it's very difficult. You said it's like jobs because of the working out in the front, but I keep hearing like you've also got some other in some other abilities, like you're able to cook or something. I keep seeing you physically making things.
I mean, I cook. I'm not. How can I say it? I didn't study culinary, but I mean,
okay.
I'm just a person who likes to cook. I mean, it's nothing special there, in my opinion. I don't know.
I feel you're very good with it. I also feel that they're telling me that, you know, this is the time of the year, and this is from all my years of food service. This is when it's really busy. I've owned restaurants for a long time. And what I feel with you doing is I feel that you're going in there and you're working and you're I see that some individuals are going to bring you in. And also they're talking about gift wrapping. They're telling me there's these places. It's the blessings coming to you and the angels are knocking. You've got somebody else there that is like the vocational rehab or something there in your area that would help get you the ones, and they would even fix your teeth, and then you would just agree to go back and get to work. Because I can see you're not happy sitting at home.
No, no, I'm not. I mean, I've been looking. It's just that I feel like that's a limitation for me. I know people won't hire you if you've got a tooth missing in the front. Depending on if it's a job that requires you to be in contact with the public and their customers, they're not going to hire you. So there's just been some jobs I just haven't applied for.
Yeah.
And
also, I'm thinking going to your one-stop career office in your area. You know, they're connected with unemployment insurance, and maybe they can help you with getting some benefits. You know, that they might have knowledge of for getting your teeth fixed, and you know, and they can also help you in pinpointing what maybe you could be doing, you know, just to get some information about that. And there's also classes that they offer at these places too, which I'm sure you know about. So you might want to contact them, or like Jethro said, to contact your voc rehab, your state voc rehab commission. And they may be able to help too.
And I can tell you personally, I bit down on a rib bone back in the day when we were in Arizona. And 2 weeks later, I was in Southern California. And I can tell you that there is a place there in L.A. that they will work with it. Find a university who does dental work. It sounds scary, but it's not, because they're sitting there with a legal technician. It cost me $49. They fixed the broken tooth I had. And actually, it's one of the best teeth. My girlfriend and me joke, she calls it my girly tooth because it's a little round. But the guy was in a hurry. And it looks okay, and it looks good, and actually, I know what it's. I feel like I keep it. I mean, it's original to me. I've had people say, "Go in and have it veneered." I'm like, it's not a piano key. What I really love about it is the fact that it is. You know, it's girls' teeth are a little round, and guys are square. For those of you who are not dentally inclined, I wasn't neither, but the guy did a very good job. And like you said there, you know, especially in the public, I can relate with you. I was, you know, at that time, I was doing a lot of food service with this, and it was like, what was I supposed to do? So I definitely check with them. And I feel prayers with you that, you know, you get someone that's going to come in and help you. I know vocational rehab, they are a little bit of a pain, but they're there. And what I did for years as an advocacy is they work with you. I feel you're going to get it. I also hear the guides telling me something else is happening with you. You're really a good person. I see you working like – I keep seeing like you in a place either gift wrapping or doing prep cook or something. I see a table and you working like really a wild woman, and I see the money coming. And the angels told me, they said that you're very likable, that, you know, people like you. You're very personable.
What about catering? Getting involved with a catering service, you know, especially – you know, like a local one, you know, for parties, for the holidays.
Right.
You know, and you can, you know, maybe, you know, work on what you really enjoy, you know, in that aspect of the business. And I see that could be a very big thing, too, that could work out to something.
Right. I should be doing some healing work, and I should be doing just some self-study right now, but I'm just so distracted.
Yes, I feel meditation with you is coming. Like, look at that. You can see your energy is also working together with two other people, too, going into, you know, no matter what you're saying or what you're going through, the guides are, they're putting you through a little distraction, but I see you finding some things that will ground you, you know?
Right, yeah. Okay. All right, I'll try those things you suggested, and I do thank you for the reading today.
Thank you for calling in, and definitely keep track of us there on Facebook or any of the sites that we are. You know, you can get with us. I do know that later on, what I love about this, and that's what we've had, is we've had people come in through like you had. I feel like we're going to be having you maybe on the show later. You've got some ability that you haven't, you've tapped into it, and you said it's a little scattered right now with your healing, but you also could turn that into reading ability. You've always been able to sense stuff, and you're really good with sensing with people.
Yeah, you know, I hear people questions days before they ask them. I hear it.
Well, you're going to be a Gone Wild family. There's nothing bad about
yep,
us. We're the fun
us.
Ones. We were number two last year. We were the internet radio station that they picked for number two, so we were doing something right helping.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank
you. Thanks again for your time. I really appreciate the help.
Call anytime. We are here, and it's Gone Wild, and we have a funny thing. I had someone tell me that they're hearing the ghost on here. No, what you're hearing was, I apologize, I was trying to be good, but I snuck in a cookie. I will quit trying to eat at the same time. Jethro's favorite hobby is to have his head in the fridge. So we're going to turn around and go to 910, and we're going to turn around as we've got 910 there. How are you, 910?
Namaste. I am well. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for calling. This is Jethro and Peg, and you are...
My name is Jay, and
Jay,
I have a little testimonial. The veil is definitely thinning. Sunday evening, I went outside with my dogs, and my backyard gets pretty dark and at night, of course, but normally at nighttime before I go to sleep, when I'll meditate for a bit, and I will see the violet flames then, but it's always with my eyes closed. Sunday night, I was outside with my dog, and I decided to go into a meditative state while just standing out in the yard, and all of a sudden, I opened my eyes. With my eyes open, I was surrounded by violet flames. It was really cool. Very
wow.
Intense. Yeah.
That's pretty
cool.
That was
the first time I saw something like that with my eyes open. That was pretty cool. So that's definitely a testimonial for the veil thinning, I think.
Yeah.
But I guess my question is kind of maybe if there's any insight with what happened there the other night, and then I'm just looking at finances, of course, in life.
Hey, you want to go first?
Do you want me? I can start with the finances,
mm-hmm.
See what I come up with. Are you working now or?
No.
No, okay.
I now do a lot of volunteer work.
Okay. First thing that comes to my mind is maybe the volunteer work could turn into a job in some way, even if it's part-time. That could be a possibility. And, you know, if you see openings at where you're doing volunteer work for hired pay, you know, for hired jobs, you might just want to inquire. That's what I'm hearing right offhand. And Archangel Shamil, who, and this card is peace, and he says peace comes from remembering that only love is real. And he's also the angel of relationships, and that just kind of brings me back to the volunteer things that you're doing. You know, forming the relationships with the people that you're working with and maybe with the people that you may be serving. And, you know, just knowing that, you know, doing this work with the highest of intent and, you know, it's like, you know, we all get our rewards in one way or another, you know, and maybe something very soon can open up for you in that, you know, because if you have the highest intent what you are doing, then I truly believe that we do get rewarded. So I guess what I'm saying is keep your eyes out for maybe some possible paying jobs in some of the things that you're doing.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know, that's kind of what I'm hearing now. And to just continue looking, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe honing your skills, like if there's something spiritually that you're interested in, maybe to hone your skills on that, you know, and to, you know, learn something new that you think you'd be really good at that might help with the job search, you know, or just building onto your skills. So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
loving the energy here. And we're thanking you, Jay, for calling in. I loved your experience when you first talked there for a second. I'm going to kind of rewind just to back for me and the guides, because they're telling me that that is part of the other ability that's happened here. And that's why you witnessed this, is you're one of the ones, the individuals who's going to be doing a lot of ascension work where you are. What you saw there, and what we've had a couple of other individuals talking about it too, is that we're seeing a lot of the violet flame, and we're seeing really good energy happening. I feel blessed that you called in and shared with us, because the guides are also telling me that in the next couple of years you're going to be doing some other work that is written out. But that's why you're also doing it this life again. You're repeating a life where you are helping others with their stuff and doing the volunteer and the other part, but that you've also got a friend that wants you, and I feel like some other individuals, to do some work that's going to be paying out. They're telling me it's going to be very good financially. I see, like, around after the 2014, we're still a little ways from it, but it's going to be very beneficial for you. I see you working in an area there that's like a lot of actually testing, working with some individuals. So you're in the north. Are you in Canada?
No, I'm in North Carolina.
Carolina,
North
okay.
Carolina.
Feels like another planet. Actually,
yeah. Well, if you're not that far, I'm in the. I mean, you are north of me, but everybody is. Well, I'm in Florida, and the silly thing I'm laughing is that, the reason is I'm getting all of this other energy around you. That's like, okay. So I was going to tease you, but obviously, yeah, maybe like another planet. But it's a good thing, because it's keeping, you know, it's keeping the esoterics right there and all the metaphysical energy really well there. That's funny. You know, I lived in Wyoming. I can't tease you about rural, because I think that was about the rural as I ever want to go. Thank you for calling in, Jay, and I hope we helped you. What a wild day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we have a little wild, and we've got two individuals now that are going to go ahead and write in here real quick. One of them has gotten in. I'm seeing peak energy around my husband. My husband is not unconditional love. He has a lot of times issues with it. I think it's the potato chips he's eating. Help me, Psychics Gone Wild. What do I do with this pink man? Oh my gosh.
Man, well, it is a love energy. It could be energy that spirit is sharing with, or the angels are showering him with love. It could be like almost like a house clearing, you know, like a healing for your husband.
Maybe it's softening something that, you know, needs to be improved, you know, like a personality thing or something, you know, but it's all good. I feel like it's all good, and I feel like maybe it's helping him to become more sensitive to other people too. So that's about all that I'm hearing. What do you think, Jethro?
I agree very much, and I feel exactly what Peg's getting, and I feel that this is something that's going on within his esoterical field. And
mm-hmm.
The reason he's not turning green, which is very common because of the heart chakra, is because his outer energy, he's having unconditional come in. Those of you remember, a lot of times that fourth chakra resonates to pink too, and that's why, and I feel that's why you're sensitive. And I love the fact that you thought it was his potato chips. I'm a little junk food eater myself, and I don't think that the salt will do that. It's unfortunately not that good for us. But I love what you put down. We have another friend writing back, and they said, well, I think, Pagan, you're both right, and I also feel that maybe his pink is because the energy that's happening right now and all of the earth breathing in and out on our vortexes and ley lines have gotten individuals to sow their second chakra. That's possible too. That's what I love about this. This is what I want you guys to talk about with your spiritual path, and those of you who contact us. You know, you sat here today and had quite a few of us tune in. I had someone write me, they're like already uptight. They're like, Jethro, he wasn't in Canada. Leave me alone. You guys, we're going to tease. If everything was always going into work and everything was what it was supposed to be, it would be there. We have a really excellent time today. We're working out with those of you who love it. We have a really good friend, Gary Wimmer, who's going to be on. The intro you guys are going to hear today is actually by his girlfriend. Those of you who are writing that he's a nice guy, he is. But that's what I tease you guys. This isn't Psyche's Gone Dating. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. We have a really funny thing that I have a bunch of individuals writing about this, and I want to tease all of you new friends. We love you. Go to Psyche's Gone Wild group if you want that little time. We are giving away free email readings. Those of you in there, put up your email, ask, and you will get a partial reading. You can also put in your date of birth, and for a short time, I, Jethro, will give you a short little bit of a horoscope reading or numerology, depending on how busy it is. Make sure you put in there for me your date of birth is in 07 and put it in. I know you're like, well, you should know that July is 07. Put it in because I do cheat, you guys. I do copy and paste. I work very hard, so I will just grab it and put it in. So just put like that. Good example, I was born on May 5th of 1955. So I would put 05/05/1955. I will run it through. I'll do a little numerology one up there for you, and I'll put it in. Yes, I'd use the computer because I've learned that, you know, you guys don't want me at this age to do my math with you. It'd scare you. It's like it's there. 412, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, you got to be in. I apologize. Your phone has beeped a couple times, and I thought we got you, and now it's gone back. I apologize. 631, would you like to talk?
Sure. I just wanted a reading for Love Life. I'm getting a little frustrated.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You're looking for love life. I need to get your name. I'm having an Italian day. I'm making manicotti. I'm making lasagna. They say never break the noodles in Italy if you want to have love. And then you call in and say you're frustrated for love life, and you make me laugh. I'm sorry. I'm having one of those days with here. Can you give me your first name?
Suzanne.
Yeah.
Love and
love. It's. Sometimes you can't live with it. Sometimes you can't live without it.
I liked somebody for a while. I think they like me still. And then I'm trying to go on this online dating, and 1 minute they'll make a date with you, and then they'll cancel. So I'm just getting fed up with that.
Mm.
Maybe stay away from the online for a while.
Yeah, I am.
Take a rest.
Maybe I'll just go out and try to meet somebody or see if the person I like still likes me. I don't know.
I wouldn't make a date. I don't know if I would make a big date on online, you know.
All right. Do you see me meeting somebody, or should I just like the guy I like now? Or
it can't hurt, you know. If there's someone that you like now, then, you know, maybe talk to him, ask to, you know, have some coffee at Starbucks or wherever, and, you know, and see if, you know, if you think it would work out. Because it's someone that you know already, so, and he's in your area, so, you know, you can, it's a little bit more easier, I think, to gauge than online, because, you never know, you know, if the person's being truthful, you know.
It is Jethro C, too.
I'm feeling there with your energy that there is I feel that there is a relationship coming, and I don't think you should, I hate to be honest, but I feel like the person that's there now is not the person for you. It's like a different type of friendship there. And so I would say there's someone new. I'm getting the guides do this. I have a different relationship with love and Cupid with it. I do a lot of things in the old school. So good or bad, I have a very good accuracy with it. But I love what they're telling me with you. They're telling me that there is really definitely with the love. I agree with the internet for right now, because the internet for you is not getting the communication out. But I keep seeing
somebody.
Now,
when do you see me meeting this person?
Coming through, and what they're telling me, I'm getting like the 24th is what I'm seeing. I'm not sure if what month. Now you need to help me, guys, a little bit, because it's not that far. It's still this month, November 24th. They're also telling me that you've had some other opportunity that I feel like this is going to come through. What I keep seeing is some other activity, but it's like you're out doing some things on your own. You're ready for love. That's what you and your guides are arguing about. But your guides just want to make sure that you keep getting the people. I'm not trying to be mean, but this person you have there now is kind of it's all about them. There's no giving back or something. You need someone that gives back to you.
Yeah, you're right. So that's why I'm trying to. Do you know? So I'm gonna. How am I gonna meet? You know anything about the person I'm gonna meet?
I feel this person you're going to meet is, I keep seeing him as someone who is, I feel like he's any older. He feels like, to me, he's close to, well, maybe 50, somewhere in 50. They keep telling me, and they said that he is an individual. what I'm seeing with the business clothes. I see him like a businessman. He obviously is going to be met, and I feel like they're going to have you and the guys bring him together. They said you will kind of run into him. I'm sorry, they're going to beep us in 90 seconds. They're going to kick us out that door. Thank you for calling in. I hope we helped you. This is what I love about Blog Talk Radio. It's just when we get started, they kick us right off the set. We are PsychicsGoneWild.com. You got to hear Peg Jones. Peg, next week we'll be with Gary Wimmer. Peg, tell everybody what you want to say before they roll us like a donut.
Well, I wish everyone a great week, and invite an angel to come talk to you this week and see what you get. You know, tune in and maybe write down some feelings or senses that you get, you know, and keep track every day and see and look for the synchronicities as you go through your day this next week. So I hope that helps.
When everyone loves you, we love you. Come on back, you guys. Jan, you're in the room. Whoa, I can't wait, because Thursday it will be wilder than ever. Monday was Jan. Jan, you would like you to come back on with Dina, because we have to talk about ghosts again. You guys aren't done. We have a lot of people wanting to hear what you two ladies did for Halloween. I guess that when I was away, they got crazy. So we will be crazy again on Thursday. Take care. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.